Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of June 19th as prepared by Steve Suman. Hey, it looks like a hot and sunny week right up until Muskie Fest this weekend. Then, ironically enough, we might actually get rain. Oh, well, as a wise woman once said, you get what you get or you don't get nothing. As I mentioned, the Hayward Muskie Festival is this weekend, Friday through Sunday, June 23rd through the 25th. The event includes a fishing contest, sidewalk sales, food booths, children's games, muskie run, carnival, craft show, live music, street dances, parade, and crowning of the Muskie Festival Queen. For more information, go to muskiefest.com. It's all there. Fishing Has No Boundaries will once again conduct the Muskie Fest Fishing Contest Thursday through Saturday. The contest includes all Hayward area waters. The registration form is available, of course, on muskiefest.com. The contest will award first and second prizes in all fish categories. Entrants receive one free raffle ticket per entry. Additional tickets cost $1 each, or there are six for $5. Raffle drawings will occur at 5 p.m. Saturday the 24th at the Fishing Has No Boundaries booth. You must be present to win. The generous donations of many area businesses and organizations help make this catch-and-release contest possible. For more information, rules, prizes, and more, go to the website. Or you can email hayfhnb@checknet.net. Or finally, give Jenny a call. She'll give you all the details. 715-634-3185, extension 4. Excuse me. Muskie Fest's popular DNR Learn to Fish activity at Shoes Pond with local DNR fisheries staff and experienced volunteer anglers will take place from noon to 4. That's on Saturday. Hosts provide all equipment and bait, and youth 16 and younger can fish for free. Join former DNR fisheries biologist Frank Pratt for his hands-on lure-making instruction. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., DNR staff and France and Bank volunteers will host a casting skills competition adjacent to the bank on Main Street. The Hayward Bass Club is hosting their Catch and Release Round Lakes Open Tournament on Sunday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Contest checkpoint is at Powell's at Grand Pines. The entry fee is $100 per team. Contest is limited to 50 boats. An individual can compete as a team if they want. First place is $1,500. For more information and to see the event flyer, visit the Hayward Bass Club's website or text Wayne at 405-227-1789. All right, let's get to the fishing report. Fishing still looks good for most species. Water temperatures are back to near seasonal thanks to some recent, somewhat cooler weather. Fish are now post-spawn and in transition, so check in with your favorite bait shop personnel to get the most current information on fish locations, favorite baits and presentations, and bite windows. Please note that the lack of rain has caused a drop in water levels on most lakes. So look out for rocks, bars, stumps, and other structure that may now be hazards. Things that you boated over in the past might be hazards now. Muskie action continues to improve, although slowly. Look for them in shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed beds, weed lines, and weed flats, points, and humps. Smaller baits are still working best, with bucktails, spinner baits, jerk baits, gliders, and topwaters all effective. Walleye fishing remains surprisingly steady during the day. Target deeper weeds, weed lines, and weed edges with leeches under slip bobbers. Late afternoon into dark, try working jigs with leeches, crawlers, and fatheads on the bottom. Trolled crankbaits, crawler harnesses, and live bait spinner rigs are producing on some larger lakes. The northern pike fishing's good and consistent. Hit shallower weeds for action, but focus on deep weed lines with larger baits for big trophy pike. In addition, look for areas holding concentrations of baitfish and panfish. Northern and walleye suckers, minnows, number 5 meps, spinnerbaits, spoons, bucktails, crankbaits, and stickbaits are all working on pike. Largemouth bass fishing is very good to excellent with post-spawn fish located on shallow weeds, weed lines, weed beds, reeds, lily pads, and slop. Live bait, such as minnows, crawlers, and leeches, spinners, spinnerbaits, drop shot rigs, assorted plastics, and topwater baits, including frogs, will all tempt the largemouth. Smallmouth bass fishing is good. Post-spawn bass are on weed lines, weed edges, rock, and other hard bottoms. The most productive offerings include sucker minnows, crawlers, leeches, Ned rigs, drop shot rigs, and various plastics on jigs, all fished close to the bottom. Crappie fishing's good and steady. There are post-spawn. Look for them on weed beds and weed flats in 8 to 12 feet. During the day, crappies are in deep weeds, but they'll be shallower in evening hours. Baits of choice include crappie minnows, fatheads, panfish leeches, waxies, plastics, and gulp baits on jigs and plain hooks, with or without slip bobbers and beetle spins. Bluegill fishing is very good to excellent. Most of them are post-spawn. You'll find bluegill on shallow weeds and structures such as docks, fallen trees, brush, and along shorelines, as well as on weed flats. Top baits include waxies, worms, leaf worms, crawler chunks, panfish, leeches, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks, with or without slip bobbers. Some more upcoming events for you. On June 17th, smallmouth harvest season opened in our zone, so that's cool. June 21st is the first day of summer and the longest day of the year. July 1st, Boulder Lodge is holding their cardboard boat race. That's a fun time. Check it out. If you want some details, give them a call, 715-462-3002. Full moon coming up on July 2nd. Spooner Heart of the North Rodeo is July 6th through the 8th. You can get more details on that by calling 715-635-9696. The LCO Honor the Earth Powwow is coming up July 13th through the 16th. More details at 715-634-8934. The Lumberjack World Championships are coming up July 20th through the 22nd. Get more details by calling 715-634-2484. And finally, the Birchwood Lions Bluegill Festival is July 22nd. It runs from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Call them at 1-800-236-2251. Whew, that's it. You want to know anything else? Look at the calendar of events. It's at haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. Have a good week. Talk to you next week.